99.7 JX. How about a stupid fact of the day?
I don't know.
This may be a bad time to announce that three new spicy McMuffins have been added to McDonald's menu. And they're going to start rolling out here tomorrow.
Why is that bad timing?
Stupid fact of the day. Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth.
Oh my God.
Which is why spicy foods
hurt so much they burn.
Burns on the way in and burns on the way out.
Why couldn't you just let everybody figure that out? Like, everyone knows.
No, so, it, yeah,
spicy
but...
spicy foods can feel.
Sure, but
both
maybe you didn't know the science behind it, though.
I don't think we needed to know the science here.
You're not fascinated by this?
No, I'm not. I'm not fascinated about rectum learning. I'm not. It's really not something I need
I hardly
to start
knew
the day. That's great. No, I didn't. No, that's not really where I need to start my day. I don't need to start there. Nope.
You mean you don't need to learn about rectums?
No, yeah, no, I am not a gastroenterologist for a reason.
Mm.
For many reasons, actually.
Okay. One, you probably weren't smart enough to get into...
1,000%, that's, yes, number one.
That's probably number
one. Number two, probably wouldn't be my specialty if I were to go the medical route.
Yeah, so stupid fact of the day. There you go.
Thank goodness for the people that do, but
yes,
not me.
Yes, there are similar cells in your rectum and in your mouth... Which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're eating them.
Did you have to repeat it? Did you have to? Because again, didn't need to start my day with that kind of learning.
See, you know what?
I didn't.
We're getting text messages from people that says that is fascinating, and I did wonder how that worked. See,
really?
There you go.
Just Amy, one person. Amy,
that's all I needed.
Amy,
thank
your
you.
Enabler. She's always your enabler. I feel like you're doing this show for Amy.
Listen, Amy,
and
next time Kelly goes on vacation, give me a call.
And you know which direction the show will go. Down the tubes, into the gutter.
All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
We're getting some text messages and people think it's fascinating. Amy's the one!
I'm just saying she represents a larger group of people who just are a little embarrassed or shy to text in.
It's a club of two. It's you guys. Have your meetings. Leave us out of it.
All right. You want to hear from a hater?
This is how we grow.
This is how we grow. I'm not going to say their entire username, but they rolled into our DMs.
Okay.
All right.
What's the feedback?
We'll say the first... word is butter, okay?
Butter?
In their username, yeah.
Got it.
All caps.
Ooh, all right. Strongly worded.
Actually, shut up about these stupid feel good! I'm so tired of them SMH!
Wait, they're hating on feel good stories? Like, they don't want to hear the warm fuzzy, like...
Yeah,
make
they don't.
Your day better what, kind of stories?
Would it be better if I changed the sound of the voice?
Well, I mean, it's all caps, so I feel like it has to be amplified. Is he hating on the Cat Kingston era?
Actually, shut up about these stupid feel-goods.
No, that's not the same.
I'm so tired of them, no. SMH.
No, go back to the other one. I think it fits more. With what's being said.
What if our friend Robert Hassenpepper did the
All right, try
DM.
It, but I feel like you were more on point with the first one.
So again, this is a hater rolling into the DMs.
Right.
Here.
This is just feedback.
Sorry.
It's feedback. It's constructive
you're right.
Criticism.
I jumped to conclusions saying a hater.
It's constructive criticism. It's our little focus group. It's
All right.
A focus group.
Actually, shut up about these stupid feel goods. I'm so tired of them, SMH. Is that better? Is that one better?
Of all of the things to hate on us about.
Obviously you haven't listened very long because we've given you plenty of things to hate the show about.
Plenty. But you're going to pick on the
feel-good stories.
Feel-good stories about happy things. That's what you don't want to hear about. Okay, good note.
So,
good note.
Thank you, username Buttercup, and then a few other words.
Okay. All right. But you know what? Again, you can reach us in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can slide into our DMs on social media. You can text us. And you can send us an email at bennykellyshow@gmail.com. We always love hearing your feedback.
There are plenty of ways to tell us we suck, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
That was unexpected, though.
I know, exactly.
Of all of the things to be upset about. That's what we're thinking.
What if I did it as William Hassenpepper, who usually... He's kind of a yeller anyways.
Well, I feel like also you need like some aggressive...
Actually, shut up about these stupid feel goods.
Okay.
I'm so tired of MSMH.
Shake my head at the feel goods. Oh, I mean, you could like amp it up with some really aggressive music.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right. And then again, it's all caps, so you gotta yell it.
Actually, shut up about these damn feel goods.
Oh, that doesn't fit.
No, that doesn't fit.
Go back
at all.
To yelling it like you're angry.
All right. Let's try it again. Again,
all caps.
We're addressing feedback. We're addressing feedback right
corner.
Now. Yes, feedback. Feedback. All right. Actually, shut up about these stupid feel goods.
That fits.
I'm so tired of MSMH.
Okay, that's better, I think. I think that fully embodies what they were trying to get across. Yes. That's better.
Yep.
Okay, duly noted.
Hey, you know what? We appreciate you listening when you do.
Consider that put in the suggestion box.
Just know that it has been seen.
It has been seen. You have been heard.
All right.
I wonder if Mr. Buttercup's going to like this one.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. Now listen, we don't know if it's a Mr. or Mrs.
Okay. All right. We'll just say Buttercup.
We'll just say Buttercup.
Buttercup. Not sure if Buttercup's going to approve of this segment, but we're gonna forward.
Maybe
on.
A fan of the Princess Bride. We don't know.
All right.
That was an old reference too.
It was
probably
a little. Gosh,
Buttercup's probably going to hate that one too. A setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this isn't like a dumb criminal or anything like that. No one's breaking the law in this story.
Typically, that's the case in
right.
this spotlight.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without giving a review of cream cheese online, but no one actually pays attention to your review, mostly because of your hairstyle, you're doing okay.
Oh,
her name is Janet.
Oh, Janet.
And
Janet's got a bob.
Decided she's going to review a tub of cream cheese.
Listen, I could feel slightly attacked with this one. Maybe.
She does. Okay. If you're,
we have the same kind of hairstyle.
You both have a bob. Yes.
But hers has way more volume.
Volume is very key.
It almost looks like a complete circle.
There's only one cream cheese you gotta have with your bagel. Tempty. It's so fluffy.
Mm.
I hate when you go to a bagel store and they throw a block of cream cheese.
Yes.
That they, I don't know where they got it from.
She's from New York.
Yeah, definitely from New York.
Yes.
And the comments absolutely erupted.
With memes, first of all. There's one of a bagel. Around her face.
Like a halo around her face, yes.
It's surprisingly
and,
accurate.
Yeah, the internet is enjoying her hairstyle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And is it, what's the cartoon character? I think it's she's the orphanage lady in Despicable Me. Yes,
yeah.
Okay. She appears quite a bit, and it's kind of perfect.
Some of the comments, I know you have like $40 worth of Kohl's cash, LOL.
Second, I have $30.
I'm telling you, Kelly, the line between you and this Janet,
it's very, very blurred.
Another comment. I've never seen someone so accurately named Janet. It has its own gravitational pull, and I'm here for it, Janet. Referring to her hair.
That's a full Roberta. We're past a bob at this point.
That's funny. Yes. Your hair's so big because it's full of secrets, question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know who I'm dressing as for Halloween 2026.
Yeah.
And I need you to say sweater weather.
Right.
With every fiber of my being, please, it will heal the world.
That classic Saturday Night Live
skit. Looks like she did. Because if you go to her profile, there is one little, like, you know, you have different sections. You can section off your, mm-hmm. and she has one video, and it says sweater weather.
Well, and here's the thing. Betty Crocker commented, I trust you. On her review of the cream cheese, which, okay, so Janet did come back and recognize the comments.
Yep.
Right. I have to tell you, the comments on my cream cheese video.
Oh, no. Janet, come on.
Is she gonna be mad?
Had me choking. I mean, somebody even called me helmet head. What the frig?
What the frig?
But I laughed out loud, literally. I love yous. That was so funny.
I feel like you'd make a mean chicken parmesan.
Share the video. I want to get more followers. Share it.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Another comment. Listen for the cream cheese review. Stayed for the Bob.
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%.
So, yeah. Again, setting the bar.
I don't think this is a setting the bar. Everyone is loving it. And they're loving her.
I'm saying it's a setting the bar because she's just wanting to review cream cheese. And I don't think anybody actually absorbed that.
That is true. Although, maybe there's a couple that are going to be like, by the way, I'll try the cream cheese because you're amazing, Janet. You're amazing.
I don't see...
Not one person.
There is one comment on the cream cheese. Was not expecting this video to be about cream cheese.
Right.
Show us how you do your hair.
Yeah. Yes, that's got to be the follow-up is going to be, wait, her eating a bagel with the cream cheese while doing a tutorial on how to do the Bob.
Yeah, others. I heard nothing. I'm reading the comments. See, that's the setting the bar. She's just trying to do cream cheese.
She's just trying to tell you there's some great cream cheese you might be sleeping on.
Yeah,
there's only one answer.
And we don't even have Tempty here.
Nope.
Not
can't
around
even
these
try
parts.
It. Sorry,
can't
Janet.
Even, sorry, Janet.
I might have given it a whirl.
Nope.
Now I'm just going to try to emulate your hairdo.
That's right.
Because I'm jealous of the volume.
All right. So again, oh my gosh, Kelly. Could we take a picture of you and then modify your hair to look like Janet's?
1,000%.
That has to happen.
Yeah.
All right. That's your setting the bar story. So it started yesterday evening with just driving my daughter Zoe home from track practice. We're on 64. We're behind a semi. One of those like tanker truck semis, right? On it was wrapped in like coffee. It said, fresh brewed coffee, this and that coffee. And I was like, Zoe, do you think there's liquid coffee in that tanker truck? Or do you think it's whole beans or ground in that tanker truck?
What'd she say?
She's like, never thought about that. But I guess maybe like liquid coffee? And I was like,
it looks like the kind of container that would carry liquid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so like, you know, it's one of those tanker trucks that you'd see with gas in it, right?
Right.
Pulling up to a gas station to fill
it
up their tanks.
Liquid.
But this has coffee emblazoned all over the side of the tanker. So this one had coffee and we were behind it. We're like, well, I was like, I don't think it's probably brewed coffee. I think it's probably beans. I feel like that's a lot. And she's like, well, I don't even know where to even, I'm like, look it up. See if you can look it up. She's like, I don't even know what to even ask. I'm like, do those tanker trucks that have coffee on the side of them carry liquid coffee or ground coffee?
I'm surprised you didn't follow it to its destination just to ask, are you carrying actual coffee, liquid coffee, and is it decaf?
No, exactly.
Do you have creamer with you? Can I have a cup?
So,
is there a dispenser somewhere?
So Zoe is trying to like look this up, and I'm like, no. Ask this. And she's like, okay, well, I got this like article, but it's on Reddit. All right, well, let's see what Reddit has to say. And the consensus on Reddit, because someone asked this same question, someone else in the world has thought that same thing. The consensus was that that's just an advertisement for the coffee at the fuel place.
Oh, so there's
so that's actually fuel in there.
That's a fuel tanker
go get the coffee at the place where you buy this fuel we're carrying. Okay.
And it's funny because we just got a text message from our tattooed Mexican friend who says it was a tanker truck from Pilot Truck Stop and it's a fuel truck homie advertising their coffee.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He didn't even need to look it up. He just knew that.
And Justin says, as a former Meijer employee, it's a gas truck advertising coffee. See,
these are
things I had no idea.
Yes.
I've lived this much life on this planet, and I thought when I saw coffee on the outside of a tanker truck that there was coffee inside. Yes.
And then did you start to instantly want a cup of coffee? Because you're a coffee guy.
Well, I mean, yes, I am a coffee guy, but it was late at night.
Your brain went there, too.
But I was thinking, I'm like, okay, wow. That is a whole lot of brewed coffee if that's what they're going to do. If they're rolling up to a gas station, unloading
everybody
just
in the
gallons.
Text line's rolling and said, that's gas. It's not coffee. It's gas.
Yeah.
It's
okay, gas. Smarty Everyone pants. Like, I didn't know that.
They didn't even need to look it up. They just knew. Like, no, that's.
But is that common knowledge?
Apparently it is for as many people that are rolling in on the text line. Trina's even all caps. Benjamin!
Okay, so
and
maybe
then
some
hand
of these.
On the forehead.
Listen, maybe some of these questions I should just keep to myself, but
maybe
they've been simmering around in my head for a while, you know, rolling around. And then the opportunity came about just last night when we're behind this tanker truck that said coffee and it had pictures of coffee, all of it. Coffee, 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 coffee.
Did you run this by your wife? I feel like your
No,
wife.
This is not a conversation that I have with my wife. This is only a conversation that I have with my daughter.
Okay.
This
all
is
right.
This is a daddy-daughter conversation that stays in the car, doesn't leave the car.
But you felt the need to ask all of us what we thought about it. But you didn't want to know what your wife thought when you guys got home? Like, that never crossed your mind?
No.
Because I feel like she can save some of the embarrassment with some of these conversations.
Listen, she's a smart woman. She would have probably understood what I was trying to ask in the hieroglyphics way that I was asking it. And then also,
it's like, you mean the gas tanker?
Right, exactly.
That's what she probably
And I'm like, yeah, the gas tanker, the one that says coffee on it. What's inside it? And she would have been like, gas. I'm like, yeah, no, but this says coffee.
Does the gas station sell coffee?
And yes, it was a Pilot. It was a Pilot gas tanker.
Oh my God! And then the name of the gas station on it?
And I was just like,
you left that detail out, sir.
Well, I didn't figure it out until we started to pass the tanker truck, and then we saw a Pilot, and then both Zoe and I were like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. Taylor rolls in on text and says, Ben, you had me contemplating everything that I thought was true and then convinced the gas was actually coffee. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you see it, sometimes you just start to question things. You're like, oh, well, I wonder if that... I just assumed it was coffee.
Well, Mason reassures you. It's a safe space here. This is where you work all those life's mysteries out. It's right here.
But next time,
let's lead with all the things that are on the truck.
Listen.
And then maybe we might get there faster.
Listen, she is at the age where she can still question things like I do.
Sure.
But then we have these fun little conversations in the car.
I would have really loved it, though, if the AI answer that spits out, do you mean the gas tanker? It would be great if AI answered you like that.
Well,
that's great.
Anyways, like I said, we figured it out. Thanks to a Reddit thread.
I'm so glad you had to turn to Reddit.
The dozens of people who have since jumped in on this to say, Ben Overson's gas tanker. It wasn't obvious that it was a gas tanker. Thank you very much, because I thought it was coffee.
Okay, Lexi says, oh my goodness, that reminds me of just the other day. I asked my boyfriend, if we get one of those big water heaters, does that mean that we have more heated water?
See, other people have random questions that just float around in their head, too. This is a safe space, Kelly.
You have people that you can ask those things to.
I don't know if you've got one of those questions that you'd like to enlighten us with, but this could be a learning center here on 99.7 DJX.
Was there a flammable placard anywhere on there?
Listen, we don't need to get into details. We already understand that I was looking at a tanker truck filled with gas. It happened to say coffee on the side of it. That's where the confusion was. All right, 502-795-1997 is our number.
Listen, this is all. You don't even need Google or Reddit anymore. You have our text line. That's all you need.
Thanks.
to solve all of the questions.
I love all
you
the.
Guys are great.
I love all the armchair experts that
you.
Roll in. Thanks, appreciate
Thank
it. 99.7 DJX. It's all fun and games until someone has an innocent question. I happened to be behind a tanker truck on the highway with my daughter, and it was one of those gas tanker trucks, but it said coffee emblazoned all over it, wrapped in coffee, coffee this, coffee that. And I'm like, hey, what is it? Like, you think there's brewed coffee in there or like beans? And my daughter didn't know, so she looked it up, and it turns out it's actually just gas, and it's a promotion for their coffee.
To get the coffee at the gas station. Yes, Kelby says, hey, Kelby here. So, Ben, what exactly would be the job of the tanker, the driver? Would they drive around to different gas stations and fill up the coffee makers? I'm just curious. Yeah, you know, somebody has to, right? But how do they keep it fresh?
Listen, maybe it's an airtight tanker truck.
Yes,
obviously,
maybe there's a stir inside.
It's an airtight tanker truck.
He says, okay, I'm with you. And when they hook up the hose to unload it into the underground tanks, maybe that's just their backup coffee?
Listen, I didn't ask and think about how they transfer the coffee or what they do with it on the other end.
You were bogged down by logistics at that point in your thought process. And then Lauren sends a little gif of Jessica Simpson.
Stop
is this
it.
Chicken what I have or is this fish?
If is this chicken what I have or is this fish?
Yeah.
I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
From the sea. This is your chicken by the sea moment. This is it. This is so precious. It's precious.
That's great.
I'm just glad that we could all come along with you on the discovery process.
That's what we do. See, you know what? Sometimes
you don't need the internet. You need the text line.
No, sometimes I just need to ask the questions that people have been asking and are too afraid to admit that they have those same questions.
You're right.
I just
bring it
to the forefront. So
You're
we can
the,
all just
the
be together.
Spokesperson. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mike
By
Bellick.
The way, the tattooed Mexican was one of the first to roll in with the answers. He says, I'm a Mexican, not a Mexicant. I'm available from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Just ask me anything.
Right. Right. No.
That's
we,
great. What a resource.
We do. We trust. We trust. Mike Bella, who says, do mannequins get promoted?
Oh, wow.
Does that one start at the clearance rack and eventually work their way up to the front window? Like, how's that work?
Really valid question.
Like I always wondered about the sushi chefs. Like is there a hierarchy of sushi chefs? Like the sushi chefs that stock the gas stations with sushi. Are they just starting out? Are they in their internship, like their residency for sushi? And then they get to graduate to like the Hikkoumans and like the other sushi blues and those?
Wow. Heather says, who decides how crunchy a pickle is allowed to be? And why is there no rating system? Because some of them are lying to me. Oh, wow. Yeah, some of them are more like chewier, I guess.
Listen, less Mallory says, crisp and Ben, crunchy. No one's been asking any of that. LOL.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, maybe Mallory, we're not all on the educational level that you are. Or maybe we just have a curious sense about us.
Adam
and about the world.
Wondered, do dogs and cats just think the outside is a different room in the house?
Adam, I've said that for years. I've said that for years. I'm like, wow, whoa, look at this room. I want to go to this room right here.
It's a really big room. And do you think that's what Fred was thinking when he ran away for a couple of months and was hanging out in the sewer system? It was just a different room of the house.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like, you know what? I want to go back to that room.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that for years.
Yes.
It's like, hey, open this door. I want to go to this room and see what this room's all about.
Yes. Well, and I think Mandy's raising a point I think we've all maybe thought about. When Thornton's asked if I want to round up for charity, does the cashier judge me if I hit no? Because it feels personal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
Well, really, anywhere that is doing the whole rounding up for charity.
Round up for charity.
Stores, lots of stores do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, just some questions. Just some questions we have. We don't have to be afraid and all that stuff.
Right. Sometimes, like, the simplest but biggest questions, right?
Yeah.
Big concepts to grasp.
Yeah, like... Thanks, Mallory. Do you ever wonder if you dip chicken breasts in egg yolk, if the chickens were related, like mother and kid or siblings?
See, we didn't. But Mallory, I'm not going to shame you for asking that question. Because that's a legit question. You never know.
We don't need to contemplate that. I feel like that's going to complicate our meals.
All right. Anyways, thanks for it. Maybe we'll take some more of these odd questions that you've had floating around in your head at 502-795-1997.
Trina's got some good ones, too.
Okay. We'll explore some more. All right, time to get to some group therapy here.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Chelsea says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm at a little loss here, and I thought I'd reach out to you all.
All right.
I'm 26, just married into a family with two kids.
Yeah.
Now, my man's kids are 8 and 13.
Oh.
I get along nicely with the 13-year-old. We both love shopping, watching the same TV shows. The 8-year-old boy is a whole different story. This kid is feisty. He gives me the you're not my mommy routine. I'll ask him to do simple chores around the house. He always has to talk back. My husband tells me his son's going to come around. He says it's just a phase. I don't want to be disrespected after joining the household, but I also don't want to be a mean parent. I just want to fit in.
Yeah.
So how can I get him to come around? Any other step-parents have some good advice on how to fit in? Thanks so much.
Man, I was that boy.
Yeah.
That was, when my parents got a divorce, you know, my stepmom, like, I was like, nah, good luck.
I was, now, you know, they came around, but they've been married
for way longer than my parents ever were married, and so obviously, you know, everything worked out. My dad and my stepmom's been in my life for a long time now, and
how
she's
old were
fine
you when this happened.
Oh gosh, 10. So okay, I wasn't too much older
you
than
were close.
He
yeah, yeah so yeah. So was it just kind of maturity, and just as time wore on, you realized, okay, this is real deal. She's sticking around, I guess.
No, I don't even think that ever entered my head.
Oh,
but it was just a maturity, maybe. I don't think there was one particular thing that won me over. It was, I think, just time.
That's not what she wants to hear.
No, no.
She wants a quick fix.
She wants a,
how do I win him over today?
Take him to the, you know, Dairy Castle, get him a little soft serve, and it'll be great. Right. No. I mean, so, yeah, there is that line that you got to walk of still being, quote, a parent.
Right.
And doing, because those kids still need to have the parental guidelines and things like that. And hopefully the mom is
helping to reinforce that.
Helping to, and it's not like a bitter thing where they get home and the mom is like, she is terrible.
Right. We don't
because
know
if she's
the
hearing,
dynamic there.
Because if the kids are hearing she is terrible
right.
from the mom, they're going to side
their
with
alliances
mom.
Is always
yeah,
going to be with mom.
They're going to side with the mom. So that's going to be an issue. All right. So time is my answer, so good luck. 502-795-1997 is our number. I don't know. Maybe you were in the same situation I was. Maybe you are that step parent.
Yes, and maybe some advice on how you start to lay the groundwork to find some sort of common ground, get to the point where...
So the good news for Chelsea, our listener here in group therapy, is that there are a lot of people who've been in her situation and can offer up, you know, their experience of, you know, kind of what went down. We got a text from a listener who said, look, I had the same issue with my stepson until one day told him he's got to get his room cleaned or I'd take his Xbox away. He didn't clean it, took the Xbox, he went to dad to get it back. He said, she told you what was going to happen if you didn't listen. So then he started having a lot more respect for me once he saw dad had my back.
Yes, dad has to be, he's the key in all of this.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor calls her show, offers up that advice. Not a real doctor, but...
But he's our resident expert.
Yes, exactly.
Because we don't require credentials.
Right, what's your take?
Well, this is a little bit tricky. Ben's a little bit right from a standpoint is time will eventually help that. But what I want to know, and it's more detail that we don't know, the husband has got to make sure that his son understands the concept of them being married. She's going to be, I mean, he just can't be, oh, it takes time, just and ignore it. He's got to lay the groundwork as well and side with his spouse in this situation so the child can see that there is a joint effort here going on, not just one.
Very, yes. He needs to stop kind of blowing off the situation and sit him down and say, listen, this is the deal now. You need to respect her. No, she's not taking the place of your mother, but she is in our lives now as a parent, another parent.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a tricky situation, that's for sure. And I can understand how Chelsea is just, she just wants to be a part of the family, you know, and running into those.
But if mom is still hurt over the situation, that can be, make it even more complicated.
Right. Yeah. But that should have been squared away before they got married. You should have had this conversation with his child.
Thank you, Andrew, the love doctor. Appreciate it.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right.
Yeah, Amy from Eminence on the text says, disrespect needs to be nipped immediately. Ain't enough is young enough to get this under control. It will get worse with age. You're not their friend. He will not respect you until you stand your ground. You're not supposed to be their friend, but the spouse has to back you up 100%. Her other half has to sit this kid down, tell him that any requests coming from her are also coming from him. If he wants to, you know, disobey, then he's going to have some consequences, as if he said, you know, not to his biological parent.
You know, Tish brings up a good point on text. She says one-on-one time goes a long way.
Yeah.
He might want the same relationship with you that the older child has, but just doesn't know how to get there.
Yes.
And be interested in what he likes. And then Tish goes on and says, my 10-year-old, who also has a step-parent, says maybe he just wants to be sure you're sticking around.
Yes.
So that's good from a kid's perspective. Yeah.
Yes, because, you know, probably coming from them, well, my parents were married and they're not anymore. Mm-hmm. So even though you're married, is that going to be the case in the long run? So yeah, maybe trying to figure out his interests, try to maybe do some things that interest him together, try to start forming that bond.
I know.
Okay. We're listening.
You need to teach him, because I think 8 is old enough, teach him how to make your favorite cocktail.
What is wrong with you?
That's what I ended up doing.
What?
I was making gin and tonics for my dad and my stepmom.
What?
When I was probably 10, 11.
That is not good advice. That is not what we do. But we don't teach an 8-year-old how to mix cocktails.
But they praise me on how well I did it.
That's not what we do.
This is real life advice.
Okay, are you done?
Am I done?
Are you done?
I'm just saying. It just occurred to me that may have been a thing. It was like, hey, they praised me on my ability to sling some cocktails.
That's not appropriate.
I turned out to be a well-adjusted person.
That's good for you, but we are not going to pass that along as, hey, try this.
So, Chelsea, I don't know what your favorite cocktail is.
Stop talking.
Let's assume it's a gin and tonic.
No.
Just teach him once.
No, we're not.
And so when you and your new husband,
teaching 8-year-olds to mix alcoholic beverages.
Well, then
do stop it, talking.
Then do it. Have the 8 and 13-year-old both do it.
See,
your cheeks are getting flushed, and
yes,
it's and
it's
I just
very
don't
bad,
understand.
Very bad advice, and I don't need hate emails coming in because oh my god, did you hear what they were talking about on the radio? They were trying to encourage kids to mix alcoholic beverages. What is that? Send your complaints to Ben Davis.
Listen,
care of WDJX.
I was just the pawn in this.
Oh,
I was the kid.
You're just saying, well, this worked for our family. We cannot use these big microphones and this radio station to encourage that 8-year-olds start mixing alcoholic beverages. We cannot do that.
Elizabeth texts in all caps, no Benjamin Aaron, no.
Thank
you. Well done on the middle name. That is my middle name.
Yeah, exactly. It's spelled the correct way.
All right.
No.
Fine. Don't take that. Just get the dad involved.
Right.
Show interest in what his interests are.
Yes. Play some video games together. What is, seriously, people are going to just hear a portion of that and complaints are going to roll in. There's going to be a meeting.
I'm just telling my story.
No, but
no one can be upset at my story.
Others to try it.
I'm just telling my story.
For you.
This is my story. It's unique to me.
Find an age appropriate activity and try to bond with the kid. Get dad on board. He's got to back you up. That's the story.
I've just never made you a gin and tonic.
Stop talking! Stop it!
You might change your mind if I make you a gin and tonic.
No! No, first of all, I don't like gin. It's got to be a doctor.
I'm telling you, though.
Stop.
The way I make them.
Hit the button.
Okay, fine. We're going to play a game called Lyrically Challenged and introduce you to Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Jennifer's got blonde hair, is 5'3", is a facility admin, and has been married 10 years.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Nice.
Everything good with that, Jennifer?
It's going good.
Good.
Good. She's not going to get into the, well, we're actually having some problems right now. This is not the space
for that. Well, if she felt the need to do that, I would say, yes, we'll pause our game.
Oh.
And we'll let you have the floor.
Really?
Yes, we're that kind of show.
Do you need the floor?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. We're good.
Okay. But Jennifer, just know that if you needed that, we would be here.
Full service.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Lyrically challenged. All these songs, the throwback songs, you've heard on DJX 1,000 different times. Okay. But hearing them read to you may be a little challenging.
Yes.
All right. We'll see how well you do. Let's go. Start with an easy one.
Okay. Oh, when he says that.
Ah, no. Seriously. Jennifer, you'll get this. Here we go. Question number one. Where did Taylor Swift tell Romeo to take her?
Somewhere where we can be alone.
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Good one. She said that with authority.
That's right. She did.
She knew it. All right. Quit right there.
Here we go. Next one.
Oh, dang it.
In Kryptonite.
Three Doors Down. Yes.
Yeah. Where did Three Doors Down watch the world float?
The moon?
Yes.
I watch the world float to the dark side of the moon.
Dark side of the moon. I'll give that to you. Congratulations. You got it. Good job. Pulled that one out.
Good one.
By the way, you're doing great, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Think back.
Boy band.
Think back to Candy Shop, 50 Cent.
That's okay. The candy shop.
You know, Bar Louisville, dancing on the stage, that sort of thing. 50 Cent said the dance floor is jam-packed and hot as what?
A tea kettle.
Okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle.
You are doing fantastic.
I don't know if I knew any of those lyrics.
Jennifer knows.
Other than the chorus.
Jennifer knows.
The candy shop.
How many more do you want to do? One, two?
She's on a roll.
All right.
Bangers.
All right, Jennifer. In Ice Ice Baby. Vanilla Ice wants you to stop, collaborate, and do what else?
Listen! Yeah!
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly.
Who sung that song?
Let's let Vanilla Ice do that.
It's a funny joke. It's funny.
We'll do one more. All right, Jennifer, you did great.
Flawless.
All right, here we go. Last one. What was playing on the radio when Miley Cyrus's Taxi Driver turned it on?
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
My brain's shutting down. Hold on.
Tag me in if you need to. Wait, which time? It's different, right?
The DJ?
Jay-Z
song was on.
That's right. Fun fact.
Go into your story. There's a story.
Fun fact, I asked her what Jay-Z song she was thinking of.
When she wrote that song?
And she said, I've never heard Jay-Z.
And controversy erupted across pop culture land. That was a national story.
That was a story.
And Ben became an interviewer.
I became radio interviewer.
No credit for that anyways. Moment in pop culture.
All right, Jennifer, congratulations. You were absolutely flawless.
That was amazing.
Well done.
And kudos to your peanut gallery. That was helping. That was great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
That's my team.
I love it.
Yay, team.
They win, and they're awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. I think they are too.
I love it when teams play.
All right, Jennifer, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with some prizes and get more information from you, okay?
All right, thank you.
That was great. And somewhere, Michael from an hour ago is listening going...
He's going, wow, man.
Zero, oh, right. Man.
Yeah,
she got all of them right.
He was perfect.
He was perfect. He got a perfect zero.
As you're in your dating world, sometimes you got to end it. there are three apparently main breakup strategies that everyone uses. Most popular is some sort of version of it's not you, it's me.
Sure.
Which is kind of a
classic.
It's like a soften the blow sort of thing.
Right.
It's like a hey, you're great. It's just I'm wanting something different.
I wish I could love you.
I wish I could love you.
I want to. I just don't.
Yeah, you're just trying to convince them that look, this is what's best. Separating is going to benefit you. You deserve
someone that can match your level of love.
Yes.
You can tell I didn't really do a lot of breaking up.
Yeah,
I was always a dumpy.
Well, you heard a lot of that, sure.
I don't even remember what they said. If they said anything.
I mean.
I did get a let's just be friends a week after he moved here so we could date.
For you, yes.
Because we started dating when he lived in Michigan.
Yeah.
And then he moved here.
And he's like, you know what?
Traveling job that was going to be for like 4 months, moved here to try to give it a go.
Yep.
A week into getting here, like, let's be friends.
You know what? I blame the hot, attractive Kentucky ladies.
No, he was just psycho and trying to get over his ex-wife and realized he freaked out because he moved for another girl, which he did the last time.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, I have to go find myself first. I have to figure out what I want instead of moving for girls.
Yeah, so that's another one is the let's take a break. That's probably the second most popular when it comes to, you know, being broken up with, you know. Maybe it's just a temporary separation allows both of us to assess our feelings and decide, you know, whether we should continue.
Absence can make the heart grow fonder.
Yes, absence can make the heart grow fonder. And I just need a chance to snuggle up to someone else for a few, you know, few weeks,
more.
Months.
Just a few more. Just to get that out of my system.
Just to figure everything out. And then
sow my seeds.
During that temporary separation, it'll allow us to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, and then assess.
I'm gonna work on me.
Assess whether we want to continue or not.
Okay.
Yeah, these are like the three main breakup strategies. So it's the it's not you but me. It's the let's take a break.
Mm.
And then the third most popular, especially now, ghost.
That's especially cruel.
Just
because
avoid.
They don't know what happened to you.
Yeah, avoid all confrontations.
I will never condone that part of it. Just be honest. If you're out, let them know so that they don't have to wonder, hey, haven't heard from them in like 2 weeks. Wonder what's up with that.
Yeah.
Because there'll be some people that'll just leave the door open forever.
Yeah, and that's not healthy. No.
No,
and,
don't do that to them.
And look, none of these are necessarily, well, okay, the ghosting is not necessarily healthy.
No, it's
at
not.
Least the first two, there's
that's
some sort of there's some sort of interaction.
Yes.
And
the
actual
other person knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
with
is
the
done.
With the first one being at least there is a complete break.
I'm sorry, put this on me.
Right. The second one is a little bit more open ended where it's like maybe we'll get back together. It just kind of depends.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is just like who?
Uh-huh.
Where did you go? Who? Oof. Where are you?
Vanished into midair.
Yeah. So there you are. Three different methods there for breakups. But
don't do the third one.
But the real reason we got into this is because I'd love to hear the most brutal or unique way.
Unique?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
we'll say that.
Pretty brutal, though.
Right? Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Unique could be another one. Way you've broken up with someone or ways you've gotten dumped.
Ben's Daily Dose of Drama.
Yep. All right, we're talking the most brutal, unique way you've ever broken up with someone.
What a fun conversation.
I mean, sometimes you got to do it, Kelly.
Well, hopefully you're not currently going through it. We can look back on it and be like, oh, wow.
Karen messaged us and said, I got the I'm just not feeling it text.
Ouch.
Went on 3 dates. Sent a 6-word text that said, hey, you're cool, but I'm out. Honestly, not bad, mad. It was never going to work anyways.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
At least you weren't left guessing.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Like Dana, I was ghosted mid-vacation planning. We were planning a weekend trip to Nashville, and he disappeared like a magician.
Oh.
Poof. No explanation. Just blocked me on everything.
Oh.
Hope he enjoyed the Airbnb I booked.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Oh, ouchie. Ouchie, Dana.
Kelsey, what's your story?
About 4 years ago, I went to join the Army. And when I was in basic training, my ex-boyfriend stole my Xbox. And then that's how I found out he broke up with me.
Wait, hang on. He sold your Xbox? That's how you found out he sold it?
I don't know. But
wow.
Got a new Xbox.
That's good.
That works.
Got a new man, got a new Xbox. Yeah, I'm out.
Do
it's
that.
All good.
Do that.
Stephanie texted, the first guy I ever dated ghosted me. That was in high school. The first guy I seriously dated when I was in college broke up with me in the YMCA parking lot saying he didn't love me anymore.
Oh, no.
I did break up with someone in high school saying I didn't think he was the one. LOL. Thankfully, I'm not with him. Also, not me, but my brother broke up with girls over ice cream.
Is that that's a way to
soften the blow?
That's a way to soften the blow.
I'm gonna give you some of your favorite ice cream.
That's a definite way to soften the blow.
Yes, your mouth and your stomach will be happy, but I'm gonna shatter your heart. But at least you got some ice cream. Yay!
Hey, what I want to know? Hang on a second. At what point during the ice cream date
do you flip it?
Do you flip it? Yes.
So, how's your ice cream? Is it tasty?
Okay, great. So I brought you here today.
This is going to be our last date. I'm sorry. I hope you love this ice cream. I want you to find someone that loves you as much as you love that ice cream. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, so how's that peanut butter chip? Is it good?
Okay. But you know what? Kudos to him because, you know, I've been trying to raise my son that when he gets to the dating thing and if he discovers he no longer wants to date someone, just be kind with the breakup. Like, be a gentleman, be classy, don't ghost her, don't be mean, just be as sweet as you can, let them down easy. Let's be classy when we dump people.
Anna said, I just stopped replying to his good morning texts. Every single day it was good morning beautiful, mwah. I think it was too much. I slowly faded out and eventually he got the hint, I think.
I think.
So she ghosted him.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, that's
rough.
Sad.
That's rough.
He sounded sweet.
Kayla said, so I had a dream he cheated on me, woke up weirded out. 2 days later, I convinced myself it was a, quote, sign. Oh. And broke up during brunch and blamed my intuition. I was 24. Please don't judge me.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We haven't fully really matured yet. Sarah says he faked a family emergency. Said he had to move back to Ohio because his mom was sick.
Okay.
2 weeks later, I saw him on a friend's IG story at a bar in town. His mom was never sick. Ohio was never real.
Stop it. Stop it.
Really, if you were saying you're moving... Do you think that no one, you're not going to run into anybody that knows your girlfriend or your girlfriend?
Okay. Yeah. Seriously.
That's
all right.
A little crazy.
We'll take some more. All right. Most brutal or unique ways you've ever broke up with someone? 502-795-1997. We'll take some more of them coming up on 99.7 DJX. All right, time for jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for you laugh, you lose. A gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. For this fun trophy that you actually have, you laugh, you lose, Supreme Victor Trophy. Losers go first, so that would be me. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Starting with a classic.
Ah.
Gotta honor the classics sometimes, Kelly.
Okay.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Poker face.
Poker face. I bet she likes that. I bet she likes that a lot. Hey, Ben. You know, I hate when people call my phone.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't use it for that.
True. True. What's happening here? Hey, Kelly, I just watched Nosferatu.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the vampire movie?
Oh, yeah.
Felt confused. Maybe I should have watched Nosferatu 1.
Got it. Might have been helpful.
Might have been helpful.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Last night, the internet stopped working, so I spent a few hours with my family.
Okay.
They seem like nice people.
Oh. Okay. I was making out with my wife on the couch the other day.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. She said, want to take this to the bedroom? I said, all right, I'll grab this and you grab that one. We moved
movie
the couch.
Furniture. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
we yeah moved the couch.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, Ben, there's a new dating app that caters to arsonists.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, every week you get new matches.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kelly, I was abducted by aliens.
You were?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
They made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out I was on the mothership.
Mothership, yes. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. Hey, Ben.
Oh, yeah?
A woman at the airport fainted, fell onto the baggage carousel.
Uh-huh.
She's slowly coming around now.
Okay. It's You Laugh, You Lose, by the way. I'm still on the mothership, abducted by aliens.
You weren't done? The mothership wasn't the punchline?
No, there was way more to that story.
Oh, there's way more. Let's go back to the mothership.
So, Kelly, remember I was abducted by aliens.
Yes, you were. And you were having to wash your hands.
Wash my hands. Clean my room.
Eat your vegetables.
That's right.
Yes.
I was on the mothership, Kelly.
Yes.
Then they wrote me a note for the cashier and sent me to get cigarettes and tampons.
Got it. Is that all the mothership asked you to do?
They only gave me $3.
Oh, dang it. Dang it.
It's not 1950 anymore, aliens.
It is not. No, it is not. I'm really glad we got through all that, though.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I'm in search for someone to assist with milking cows on my dairy farm.
Yeah.
Must work well with udders.
Must work well with udders.
With udders.
Kelly is making a milking motion with her hands.
This is how you milk udders.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Recently dropped 15 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, now my friend won't let me hold her baby.
Yeah. Probably best.
Probably best.
Probably best.
Yep.
Hey, Ben. Just called the paranoia hotline.
Yeah?
Guy answered, how the heck did you get this number? Who are you with? Are you outside my house? I don't even know your sister.
I don't even know your sister? I don't know why that part got me. All right, that was good. That was good.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose. Dumb, stupid contest. Enjoy the trophy.
I will.
It's 99.7 DJX. You know, a while ago, someone asked us what it would sound like if we did the show not sober. Now, we've done that every now and then from time to time. We just show you what it would maybe sound like by slowing down normal segments that we do by about 50%. Let's jump back to the trombone real quick.
That's not sexy.
It's just us
Wait,
laughing.
Wait, you have to set this up again. I'm explaining how to put together a trombone but in a sexy way.
What about eating cereal? I think we were arguing about cereal one time.
Listen, okay. I'm trusting elves over a Dracula.
It's not Dracula. It's Count Chocula.
Again. Trusting elves.
He's the Count of Chocolate.
The elves know how to make everything from bakery items to cereal.
Count Chocula specializes.
Again.
The elves spread themselves thin with all the other snacks they're making.
When have you ever trusted a vampire?
When it's made of chocolate.
When have you ever trusted a vampire? Seriously.
That
conversation, that snippet of the conversation is ridiculous as it is. When it's slowed down,
I know. It just looks like we're just on something, talking like about Count Chocula and elves.
Arguing about elves making cereal versus Count Chocula.
Again.
A fake vampire.
We're not
the ones making the cereal.
We've slowed down these segments. Now, you're talking about eating ice cream. I was trying to get you to make a noise, and then you were telling me...
You're always trying to get me to make noises.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't say
it. You did.
Why?
All right. So if Kelly is not going to...
lick it.
Then you're gonna shovel it. So you're saying you're a shoveler, not a scraper?
This is about how you eat ice cream. We're literally just talking about how you eat ice cream.
This is too much.
Ridiculous.
You want to go back to the chiropractor?
Take your finger off the button. Take your finger off the button. I see your button.
Just hearing you say that out of context. Take your finger off the button.
Okay.
I don't have any fingers on any buttons, no, Kelly.
I'm still recording this entire show, so you can go back and grab it. I'm not doing it. I'm not falling into your little trap again. I'm not.
You always record when I say weird stuff, and you put it on a button, and you always use it against me.
This was from a feel-good segment that you did a while ago.
I mean, we got to shine the spotlight on a couple in their 90s.
Yeah.
Renewing their vows after 72 years of marriage.
Aw, that's sweet.
You can tell. You don't care.
You sound marginally invested.
You sounded 0% invested. You're like, great. I have to listen because I'm here.
Yeah, I guess I have no choice. Now everybody listening right now is going, now you know what we feel. You know how we feel every morning.
Kelly's phoning this one in. That's all she can find.
Oh, anyways. All right. There you go. That's kind of fun.
Oh, my God.
What?
At least now people know, that's the Ben doesn't care sound. They can tell your tone and how invested you're like, great, I'm going to act like I'm supportive of this segment.
All right, there you go. That's that's what it would look like if we did the show not sober.
By the way, Trina says, you don't even sound intoxicated. It just sounds like you're 90 in the nursing home.
Yeah.
God willing, we'll still be on the air doing the show.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? A setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this isn't like a dumb criminal or anything like that. No one's breaking the law in this story.
Typically, that's the case in this spotlight.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without giving a review of cream cheese online, but no one actually pays attention to your review, mostly because of your hairstyle, you're doing okay. Her name is Janet.
Oh, Janet.
And
Janet's got a bob.
Decided she's going to review a tub of cream cheese.
Listen, I could feel slightly attacked with this one. Maybe.
She does. Okay. If you're,
we have the same kind of hairstyle.
You both have a bob. Yes.
But hers has way more volume.
Volume is very key.
It almost looks like a complete circle.
There's only one cream cheese you gotta have with your bagel. Tempty. It's so fluffy.
Mm.
I hate when you go to a bagel store and they throw a block of cream cheese.
Yes.
I don't know where they got it from.
She's from New York.
Yeah, definitely from New York.
Yes.
And the comments absolutely erupted.
With memes, first of all. There's one of a bagel.
around her face.
Like a halo around her face, yes.
It's surprisingly and, accurate.
Yeah, the internet is enjoying her hairstyle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And is it, what's the cartoon character? I think it's she's the orphanage lady in Despicable Me. Yes, yeah, okay. She appears quite a bit, and it's kind of perfect.
Some of the comments. I know you have like $40 worth of Kohl's cash, LOL.
Wait a second. I have $30.
I'm telling you, Kelly, the line between you and this Janet,
very, very blurred.
Another comment. I've never seen someone so accurately named Janet. It has its own gravitational pull, and I'm here for it, Janet. Referring to her hair.
That's a full Roberta. We're past a Bob at this point.
That's funny. Yes. Your hair's so big because it's full of secrets? Question mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know who I'm dressing as for Halloween 2026.
Yeah.
And I need you to say sweater weather.
Right.
With every fiber of my being, please, it will heal the world.
That classic Saturday Night Live.
Well, it
skit.
Looks like she did. Because if you go to her profile, there is one little, like, you know, you have different sections. You can section off your, mm-hmm. and she has one video, and it says sweater weather.
Well, and here's the thing. Betty Crocker commented, I trust you, on her review yes! of the cream cheese, which,
yes.
Okay, so Janet did come back and recognize
sure.
the comments.
Yep.
Right. I have to tell you, the comments mm-hmm. on my cream cheese video.
Oh, no. Janet,
is
come
she gonna
on.
Be mad?
Had me choking. I mean, okay. Somebody even called me helmet head. What the frig?
What the frig?
But I laughed out loud, literally. I love yous. That
I
was so
yous.
Funny.
I feel like you'd make
like,
a mean
share
chicken
the video.
Parmesan.
I want to get more followers. Share it.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Another comment, listen for the cream cheese review, stayed for the Bob.
Yes!
Yeah.
1,000%!
So, yeah. Again, setting the bar.
I don't think this is a setting the bar. Everyone is loving it. And they're loving her.
I'm saying it's a setting the bar because she's just wanting to review cream cheese, and I don't think anybody actually absorbed that.
That is true. Although, maybe there's a couple that are going to be like, by the way, I'll try the cream cheese because you're amazing, Janet. You're amazing.
I don't see...
Not one person mentioned the cream cheese.
There is one comment on the cream cheese. Was not expecting this video to be about cream cheese.
Right.
Show us how you do your hair.
Yeah. Yes, that's got to be the follow-up is going to be, wait, her eating a bagel with the
right.
cream cheese while doing a tutorial on how to do the Bob.
Yeah, others. I heard nothing. I'm reading the comments. See, that's the setting the bar.
Right.
She's just trying to do cream cheese.
She's just trying to tell you there's some great cream cheese you might be sleeping on.
Yeah,
there's only one answer.
And well, and we don't even have Tempty here.
Nope.
Not
Can't
around
even
these
try
parts.
It. Sorry,
Can't
Janet.
Sorry, Janet.
I might have given it a whirl.
Nope.
Now I'm just going to try to emulate your hairdo.
That's right.
Because I'm jealous of the volume.
All right. So again, oh my gosh, Kelly. Could we take a picture of you and then modify your hair to look like Janet's?
1,000%.
That has to happen.
Yeah.
All right. That's your setting the bar story.